If we look at manufacturing, there are some more positive stories to be told as well as negative ones. I mean, women remain lower paid than men and regarded as low skilled. But what we do see are more employment opportunities, partly because they are lower paid. They're seen as useful because you can employ more women at a cheaper rate than men, and you can increase productivity without having to invest so much. And there is an argument to be made that, in fact, technological innovation was slowed down because of the availability of cheap female labour. You didn't have to innovate labour-reducing technology so quickly because you had such a big pool of cheap female labour. And some of the important innovations of the 18th century were specifically designed for women, like the spinning jenny introduced in 1764. So the Industrial Revolution does create job opportunities for women. And this is quite important because it means that they can contribute to the family, and it means that they can be, in a sense, well, not independent, but they can earn a wage. And it's one of the reasons why we see rapid population growth, because women are earning and men are earning, and they can afford to marry at an earlier age, so their fertility increases. That means the length of time that a woman is childbearing, married and childbearing, is greater because the age of marriage is lower. And so this is one of the reasons why their fertility increases and more children are born. And then, of course, the children can be employed in the factory as well, so they can bring in income into the family unit. So there's an incentive to have larger families. So this helps explain some of the population growth, which we see particularly in the second half of the 18th century. So the textile industry provides a lot of opportunities for women, and by the later 18th century and the early 19th century, as we begin to get expansion in factories in places like Manchester, we start to see the phenomenon of the mill girl, the young woman who's actually earning a reasonable wage in the factories. And we also see women in areas like potteries, that the skilled work is being done by the men, they're the potters, and then the women are doing the decoration. And we also see women in areas like metalwork, that in Birmingham the heavy work is being done by men, but women are involved in things like pin making. And if you read contemporary accounts of Birmingham, one of the things that people notice is the large number of women working. And there's a marvellous description by William Hutton in 1781 where he talks about these Amazonian women who are sort of half dressed, beating away at the metalware in the blacksmith's forges. So opportunities open up, but women are always regarded as less skilled, and increasingly, as newer technology is introduced, they are being excluded. And so where something like the power loom is introduced, this is deemed skilled labour, and this becomes a masculine preserve. And so there's very strictly segregated areas of employment. And there are other areas where women lose out. As technology increases, things like spinning, which very often women had done as a kind of by-employment, this is removing the demand for domestic spinning. So opportunities open up in one area, but then this closes down opportunities for women's labour in other areas.